Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Jane, not her real name, testifying against Sean Combs under a pseudonym, a moniker, describes terrifying, violent episodes about her boyfriend when he doesn't get his way. Will the jury believe her? Joining us, Nicole Parton, standing by with the latest.
Nancy, the woman who previously dated Sean Diddy Combs until his arrest on sex trafficking and other charges in September 2024, returned to the witness stand on Friday as the high-profile trial entered its fourth week. The woman, referred to as Jane Doe, testified about the alleged abuse she endured during her three-year relationship with the music mogul. She claimed that 90% of their time together was spent in drug-fueled freak-offs that Diddy orchestrated and filmed for his own gratification, which is central to the allegations against him. Combs, 55, stands accused of leveraging his wealth and celebrity status to manipulate and control his longtime girlfriend, R&B artist Cassie Ventura, 38. He allegedly inflicted violence and threats compelling her and others, including male escorts, into lengthy sexual encounters lasting for days. The rapper has pleaded not guilty to RICO charges related to sex trafficking, racketeering, and facilitating prostitution. If convicted, he faces life in prison. The trial is not being broadcast as cameras are not in loud federal courtrooms, but we are providing updates on the developments. On Friday, Combs' influencer ex-girlfriend gave emotional testimony, revealing that she had texted him in February 23, expressing her desire to, quote, get off the hamster wheel and cease the marathon sex sessions with male escorts. In her message to Diddy, she wrote, I'd like to get off the hamster wheel and do something different with you. I deserve it. This message followed what she described as a traumatic birthday celebration where Combs allegedly forced her to engage in sex with three male escorts consecutively while he watched. The normally soft-spoken accuser became visibly emotional while telling the jury about text messages saying, he knew after three guys, I was tired. She also reflected in her phone notes about wanting to stop being used by the rapper to fulfill, quote, freaky, wild desires of his in hotel rooms, writing in a message dated November 26, 2023, I'm sorry, I don't want to do drugs for days and days and have you use me to fulfill your freaky, wild desires in hotel rooms. However, she admitted to the jury that she lacked the courage to send him the text message. In response to her concerns about their frequent freak-offs, Combs sent Jane a voice message where he expressed anger. He said, you're nuts, he added. So be sad, go crazy, do whatever you want to. This outburst followed Jane's message to him requesting, quote, a breather and a break, stating that their situation felt uncomfortable and that his intentions were clear. Jane also shared with the jury that Combs often referred to her as effing crazy. She revealed that it took her between a week and 2 weeks to recover from the exhausting sexual encounters that he forced her to. Emotional once again, Jane testified that she felt discomfort physically 100% of the time during her sexual experience with male escorts. Nancy, we're back in court today, and we'll keep you posted as this trial unfolds.
Thanks, Nicole. More crime and justice news after this.
A tragic incident occurred at Nationwide Children's Hospital, resulting in the death of a newborn who fell from her crib and sustained head injuries. This as detailed in a report from the Franklin County Coroner's Office obtained by the Columbus Dispatch. The baby, little Eliana Payton of Mount Perry, Ohio, tragically passed away. The coroner's report indicated that her death was primarily due to a head injury, trauma from a fall. The baby was in the neonatal intensive care unit due to a congenital heart defect. A GoFundMe campaign, which was verified and initiated in March, gained about $20,000 for the baby. The campaign mentioned that the baby girl was receiving treatment at the neonatal intensive care for a heart condition. The Family Post said that in response to the baby being in the hospital, a nurse inadvertently left the crib open while the baby was still completely connected to medical equipment. When the nurse moved the equipment, it led to an unfortunate fall. The baby, little Eliana, sustained tragic head injuries that resulted in her death. In response to inquiries from the incident, Nationwide Children's Hospital remained silent, citing patient confidentiality laws. However, the hospital communicated to the Dispatch News, saying that it was taking the matter seriously and we're working with authorities. And now to Minnesota, where authorities in Anoka County said an Elk River landfill was being searched Friday in connection with the case of a teenager who's been missing nearly a month. The Anoka County Sheriff's Office said the search at the waste management landfill was tied to the disappearance of Manny Collins, 16 years old. The search also involved the Columbia Heights Police Department, the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Authorities did not offer further details and what prompted the search. Law enforcement remains committed to using all available resources to conduct a thorough investigation in order to find Manny and bring answers to his family, the sheriff said in a press release. Manny was last seen in Columbia Heights on May 8. Law enforcement officials had previously said he did not have a cell phone with him and there has been no social media activity since he went missing. They believe his disappearance was against his will. Authorities have said there's a person of interest in the case, but no one has been arrested or charged. Anyone with information regarding missing Manny is asked to contact the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension at 877-966-6222. 877-966-6222.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.